This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Chinese President Xi Jinping is warning foreign powers not to bully his country as Beijing celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party on Thursday. In an hour-long address from Tiananmen Square, Xi pledged to bolster China's military, complete, quote, reunification with Taiwan, and ensure social stability in Hong Kong. Xi's comments were met with applause from the 70,000-member audience and later became the trending topic on Chinese social media. Under Xi, China has taken a more assertive stance on the global stage. The country has drawn international criticism for its treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang and a crackdown on Hong Kong under a sweeping national security law implemented last year. The Air Forces of Japan and the Philippines will hold their first-ever joint exercises next week, Japan's embassy in Manila said on Thursday, in a further sign of deepening defense ties between the two countries. The air-to-air bilateral training in humanitarian and disaster relief, which Japan's embassy describes as a, quote, significant milestone for joint defense cooperation, will take place from July 5th to July 8th. At a former U.S. military facility in the Philippines. The exercises will include a Japanese cargo aircraft and its personnel, which together with Philippine airmen will simulate delivery of relief goods in isolated areas. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Bangladesh's 168 million people on Thursday began a strict coronavirus lockdown while Indonesia announced emergency curbs as infections surge across parts of the Asia Pacific. A European Union-wide coronavirus travel certificate is also set to come into force on Thursday, but concerns are persisting about a resurgence of the disease as the World Health Organization says cases in the continent are up after 10 weeks of decline. Many outbreaks have been blamed on the more infectious Delta variant of the virus, which has pushed COVID-19 deaths in Russia to record levels and sparked, quote, alarming and a dangerous case surge in Bangladesh. The streets of the South Asian nation were empty Thursday, patrolled by the army and the police, with people confined to their homes except for emergencies and to buy essentials. Many hospitals in Bangladesh are struggling, particularly in areas bordering India where the strain was first detected. Some rural towns have recorded infection rates of 70%. The healthcare system in Indonesia was also overwhelmed by a huge coronavirus wave, which has forced the government to tighten restrictions from Saturday until July 20th. The new variants, such as Delta, the most contagious to date, have fueled outbreaks around the world, even as mass vaccination programs are launched in many countries. More than 180 million infections and close to 4 million COVID-19 deaths have been recorded since the pandemic began. Hundreds of deaths in Canada and the U.S., states of Oregon and Washington, may have been caused by the historic heat wave that baked the Pacific Northwest and shattered all-time temperature records in usually temperate cities. Oregon health officials said late Wednesday more than 60 deaths have been tied to the heat, with the state's largest county blaming the weather for 45 deaths since the heat wave began Friday. British Columbia's chief coroner said her office received reports of at least 486, quote, sudden and unexpected deaths between Friday and Wednesday. Normally, she said about 165 people would die in the province over a five-day period. And U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are traveling Thursday to Surfside, Florida, where search and rescue teams are working for an eighth day at the site of a partially collapsed condo building. Local officials said late Wednesday the number of dead from the collapse had risen to 18, including two children. The White House press secretary says the president and first lady will be meeting with family members who, quote, have been forced to endure this terrible tragedy, as well as thanking first responders and rescue teams. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.